The Linky entry form is very simple to use. Let's look at the first field. That's the link title or the blog title field. Here you'll normally put maybe the name of your blog. Perhaps it will be the title of your blog post. Maybe you'll put your own name in there. And sometimes the blog owner who is running this Linky will give you specific instructions on what to put in there. But this is the title that will show up in their list that will be linked to your blog. You'll notice there is a character max field there. The owner of the blog will set how many characters they want to allow for a list, depending on how long they want the title to be and what they want the list to look like on their blog. So you're limited to whatever the characters max field says, and that will count down as you enter your title. Now, in the link field, you're going to typically put the link that goes directly to your blog post. Now, this is different from putting a link just to your blog homepage. Most Linky operators want to see a link that goes directly to your blog post rather than just your homepage. And the reason for this is that if someone comes along and looks at this list a week later or a month later, if it's simply a link to your homepage, then they're not going to be able to read the blog post that this Linky list is about. So typically you're going to put a link directly to the blog post that is related to this Linky list. Another thing that occurs is once you put your link in, our system will check the database to make sure it is not a duplicate link. We don't allow duplicates into the same Linky list. That way it keeps spammers or people from putting their link in over and over and over into a list, trying to get their link in as many times as possible.